This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coaching by the Life Coach. This is Robert Harrison, your host. Today, we have with us Robert McDonald with TelosCenter.com, one of the original NLP creators with Richard Bandler, with John Grinder. He's also featured in NLP, the New Technology of Achievement. This is kind of like the basic text for NLP and coaching.
The visual switch resolves that uncomfortable feeling by changing the internal image permanently. So in a very short time, within a matter of minutes, someone who has an image in their mind that's disturbing them, for example, perhaps they found somebody dead, they saw a dead body, and that image bothers them a lot, and they want to no longer be bothered by that image, the coach can use the visual switch to resolve that particular reaction. There are three golden questions. What do you want? And the second question is, how will you know when you have what you want? And the third question is, what stops you from having it now? And in the destination method, we say, okay, so what's your destination? Where exactly do you want to go? And if a person says, well, let's see, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, and I want to go to Hollywood, California, I'm going to ask them, how will you know when you're in Hollywood? And they have to let me know. If I don't know specifically how they're going to know, I won't be able to adjust my work with them so that they get exactly what they want. I won't be able to drive them directly to the place that they call Hollywood.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coaching by the Life Coach. This is Robert Harrison, your host. Today, we have with us Robert McDonald with TelosCenter.com. That's TelosCenter.com. For those of you who don't know, Robert McDonald is one of the original NLP creators. He worked with Richard Bandler. He worked with John Grinder. He's also featured in NLP, the New Technology of Achievement. This is kind of like the one of the basic texts for NLP and coaching put out by Nightingale Conant. I have it here. He's also featured on their tape set. Robert, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, it's good to be with you, Robert. Thank you.
Excellent. Now, also, I've been a student of Rob McDonald's for many years. I've taken his Healing the Wounded Heart. I am a Destination Method coach, and we're hoping that Robert will talk a little bit about that later on in the call. But, Robert, the focus of this call primarily today is to really educate the listeners more about what neuro-linguistic programming really is and how they can use that in their transformational practice to improve their business, both on the business side of things and on the helping people side of things.
So this is all for people who are actively involved in coaching right now?
Exactly, or they're getting into the field.
Yeah, well, neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, been around for a very long time. Early 1970s is when it was created by Richard Bandler and John Grinder. And it's a profound methodology for helping people to make changes very rapidly. The reason it's able to do what it's able to do is because it understands the way in which people think. And NLP is founded on the idea that people are like computers. They're able to think, but the internal pictures and sounds and feelings and tastes and smells. And when they change their thoughts, they change their emotional life. So there's very rapid change. When a coach wants to help somebody, help a client to really make a change quickly, deeply, and thoroughly, they can turn to NLP and have a variety of tools to help them do exactly that.
Excellent. Excellent. And can you talk a little bit about how you got started in NLP?
Sure. After I had a bachelor's degree, I was very lucky. Prior to my involvement in NLP, which is a cognitively based change methodology, mental-based change methodology, I was already had a bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's degree in counseling and mental health. And so I had a very broad understanding of the way in which people functioned and behaviors and so on. But what I didn't have was I didn't have the tools that would help people to make changes right away. I had a lot of compassion and understanding The tool, what I learned when I was in the university was the primary tools that are taught in university are listening, because they really don't have very many other tools at all other than listening. They have a lot of insight, orientation, a lot of theory, but not much about tools to help somebody change. So the primary method from universities is listening, and I learned very well how to do that, and I'm very glad for that. When I got involved with neurolinguistic programming in the late 1970s, there was a book came out called Frogs and the Princes by Steve, and it was edited by Steve Andreas. He owns Real People Press, and he's a brilliant NLP trainer himself. And he had been interviewing Richard Bandler and John Grinder and created this book called Frogs and the Princes. When I read that book, I was just amazed at the claims. The claims were, for example, that a traumatic event, traumatic memory, a painful memory, could be resolved, completely resolved, within a few minutes. My training at university level did not support that idea. I didn't think that was possible at all. In fact, I was told it was impossible. But when I read that it was possible, I got excited about it and decided that instead of just reading the book, I would learn what was taught. What I found out was that what was claimed was accurate. We could, in fact, with the proper tools, resolve traumatic or painful memories in one session, as long as there's sufficient rapport between the coach and the client. Then it could be done. So I got excited about that, and I studied it on my own and learned a great deal about the nature and structure of neurolinguistic programming, how it addressed the mind or human beings. It's more about the brain from NLP standpoint. NLP thinks more about the brain than the mind. And I got excited about it because I could actually acquire tools that would help with resolving traumatic or painful memories, as well as compulsive behaviors, as well as internal conflict. A number of these kinds of issues were handleable right away. So I was surprised about that, and I added it to my skill level. Luckily, I already had a great deal of the other kinds of training, a broad training, so I understood the necessity for creating a deep emotional connection with the coach, with the client, rather, and consequently, I created a whole new field as a result of knowing that what was needed was more than just the tools. NLP produces fabulous tools, which I'm very happy with. I have no complaint about NLP nor its tools, because it does exactly what it claims to do. And as a result of my learning about it and then using it individually with individual clients back in the late 70s, early 80s, and then groups. I've been doing group workshops for 37 years, since 1970. So I began to do all of these workshops using the tools that I'd learned from Frogs and the Princes and then other books that came out about NLP, and was amazed that it was actually effective. I'm still amazed today, because the NLP tools really do what they claim to do. Given, let's say there's a caveat here, there has to be sufficient rapport between the coach and the client for the tools to work. If there's no rapport, nothing will work. So there has to be rapport. Rapport might be defined as liking the other person, although in NLP they don't use that term liking, but that's how I use it. Liking the other person, two people liking each other, enjoying each other, feeling safe with each other.
Absolutely.
When that happens, we can do the work.
Absolutely. You know, and in our hypnosis clinics, we always say you can't make anyone do anything that they don't want to do.
Right.
Right? And so we have a saying that all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. I believe it's the same with NLP. All NLP is kind of like self-NLP. All we can do is we can guide them through. And you use the analogy of the taxi driver, which I love. And I want to get into that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
But, Robert, one of the things I'm really curious about, and I want the listeners to know, the thing is about learning NLP, and, you know, Robert, I know that you are an expert in teaching people how to take NLPs and use them in real life,
mm-hmm.
Therapeutic, for lack of a better term, type situations, in a coaching situation, in a healing situation, and you are probably better at that than any other NLP trainer that I've ever met.
Oh, thank you.
That the rigor that you put your students through in terms of really not just memorizing, but understanding the presuppositions, demonstrating proficiency in the techniques, and really making sure that you focus in on the techniques that are actually applicable mm-hmm. in real life healing situations is phenomenal. Mm. So, I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about what you think some of the core NLP strategies or learnings are that will take a person's transformational business in terms of their healing work to the next level.
Well, in terms
I
of
found there's certain things I use and there's a lot of things I don't use on a regular basis.
Yeah, well, in terms of actual healing, helping somebody to resolve a suffering, which is my particular interest, the basic tools of NLP, some basic easily learnable tools like the visual swish and the auditory swish are absolutely necessary, and they will work beautifully as long as there's enough rapport and as long as the coach really has an understanding. So, yes, there are some basic tools. For example, the visual swish is a wonderful tool for resolving a variety of issues, all issues that have to do with see-feel problems, so that when the person has an internal image, they see something in their mind's eye that causes them to feel uncomfortable in some way, that the visual switch resolves that uncomfortable feeling by changing the internal image permanently. So in a very short time, within a matter of minutes, someone who has an image in their mind that's disturbing them, for example, perhaps they found somebody dead, they saw a dead body, and that image bothers them a lot, and they want to no longer be bothered by that image, they can use the visual swish, a coach can use the visual swish to resolve that particular reaction. But it doesn't have to be something so dramatic as seeing a dead body. I work with that a lot, but it also can be something more, a little bit less dramatic. For example, a father, I was recently working with a father who, when he saw his daughter roll her eyes, it made it impossible for him to maintain his cool and talk to her gently and lovingly the way he wanted to. The rolling of the eyes was something that immediately triggered him. So we used the visual swish, and that rolling of the eyes doesn't bother him at all anymore. Very rapidly removes the possibility of a problem by changing the reaction that the client has toward an internal image. This, of course, brings us to, well, what is it that's going on? How is it that people have emotions at all? And although it's not explained very clearly in NLP, I've come to the conclusion that not only are people like map makers, we make maps out of pictures, sounds, feelings, tastes, and smells, but if you change the map, you'll change your emotional life. So it's the way that we represent reality, our pictures and internal pictures and sounds, feelings and tastes and smells, create our emotions. If we change that, if we change what we see in our mind's eye, change what we hear in our mind's ear, we will change our emotional life as long as those are linked together. And those are linked together most of the time. Of course, there can be higher levels of change that may be needed, for example, the level of beliefs. But generally speaking, people's thoughts, made of pictures, sounds, feelings, tastes, and smells, create their emotional life, change those, or change their emotional life. And the visual swish is a brilliant tool that really gets immediately to the problem, immediately solves it, and the client walks away very happy. So that would be one tool. When I happen to use the visual swish a lot, I use it with myself. If I need an image dealt with, I do that with myself. I also use it with clients in groups. I use it with any person who really wants to make a change about some image that they're seeing that's disturbing them. Of course, the problem is that the client needs to be able to reveal that. And that's part of the educational structure. What's needed is to educate clients. Clients don't come into the office saying, I know exactly what it is that's disturbing me.
That's all. You know, I have a shocking image in my mind.
Yeah. They just don't do that. So what's necessary is to find out, using the three basic questions, the three fundamental questions. This is also powerful for coaches who want to know something about how to be effective. If they learn nothing about our conversation today, Robert, if they only learn this, they're way ahead of everybody else, and this is what they need to learn. There are three what I call golden questions, and that is, what do you want? And it could be dressed up in any other language, but it turns out to be, what do you want? Speaking to the client, what do you want? And the second question is, how will you know when you have what you want? And the third question is, what stops you from having it now? When a coach has those three questions under the belt, when they really have that known by heart, and they're really interested in getting the answers to those questions, that coach is vastly more powerful than pretty much anybody else, even if they don't know the visual swish, even if they don't know a whole bunch of NLP tools or my destination method tools, the Telos tools, even if they don't know those kinds of things that we know, they still will be way ahead in helping somebody because those fundamental questions will guide the mind of the client toward the outcome that is wanted. What do you want? How will you know when you have it? What stops you from having it? Those are questions that appear to be secret. For some reason, you might see this yourself, Robert, for some reason, although I say this in every seminar that I'm in every seminar that I conduct and talk about it all the time and write about it, those three questions for some reason still remain secret because people don't notice them. It's not that they're hidden. The people who hear them kind of go, yeah, okay, and then forget about them. And the best thing to do is memorize them and ask them, and what will happen is it will improve your coaching abilities dramatically just from that. So if we have a combination of those tools, those questions, those three golden questions, and the visual switch, for example, the vast majority of people that come into an office visit with a coach will be able to be addressed with just those two tools. The visual swish and the three golden questions will be able to help a lot of people, maybe the majority of people who walk into the office. Just those tools, nothing else.
And absolutely.
That's astounding to say that. Of course, behind that, when people really want to know how to use the tools, they need training. Somebody who hears those questions and goes around and asks them won't know what to do with the answers unless he or she has training. So it's necessary to be trained as to what to do with these tools. But those are the two basic tools that I would suggest any coach have available immediately.
Excellent. And Robert, I want to get back into that and dig a little bit deeper when we come back from our break. But right now, everyone, we're going to take a quick break for our sponsors. This is Robert Harrison with Coaching by the Life Coach. We're here today with Robert McDonald, and we'll be right back.
Listen to Just for Women, Dating, Relationships, and Sex, a weekly internet audio program from personallifemedia.com. Fresh inspiration and expanded relationship options for today's woman.
Hi, everyone. This is Robert Harrison with Coaching by the Life Coach. We are back. We're talking today with Robert McDonald. And just before the break, we were talking about the two core fundamental tools that if any coach has will dramatically improve their practice, and that is the NLP visual swish and the three fundamental questions. What do you want? How will you know when you have it? And what stops you from having it now? And I want to say just a couple things on that real quick. If anyone's ever taken a Robert McDonald workshop or seminar, Robert, the rigor of his training is unbelievable. And to give you a perfect example, what we commonly see in the coaching session with other coaches in a mentoring type position is that a lot of coaches, number one, and Robert, I'm sure you see this all the time, they will gloss over the how will you know when you have it.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, people go, well, I'll just know, or I'll feel better. And there's no specificity in that whatsoever. And as Mahan Khalsa says in his book on negotiation called Let's Get Real or Let's Not Play, if you listen to his audios, he'll always yell, no guessing, no guessing. So that's the other piece I would like to throw in for coaches there, because when you get that level of specificity, the more specific we get, the easier our job as a coach becomes. Would you agree with that, Robert?
Absolutely, I fully agree. The evidence-based question, it's evidence. How will you know when you have what you want? What evidence will you have that says that you have exactly what you want needs to be harped on. And the reason for that is because the coach can't take the client where the client wants to go if it isn't known with specificity. So the way that I think about it, like because I now have a doctorate of divinity, I went past all the things that I did in the past. The way I think about it now is I think about my work as I'm like a taxi driver, and that's the metaphor that I use all the time. I take people where they want to go. So it's beyond the normal neurolinguistic programming structures. I do this at the level of physical issues, emotional, sexual, mental, and spiritual issues. So I'm helping people get what it is that they want, and I need to act like a taxi driver, which means I ask them for precisely the destination that they want. I do the destination method. That's what I do. So as I said before, I really admire and support neurolinguistic programming. It's a wonderful field. I just happen to have taken it a step farther and created the destination method. And in the destination method, we say, okay, so what's your destination? Where exactly do you want to go? And if a person says, well, let's see, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, and I want to go to Hollywood, California, I'm going to ask them, how will you know when you're in Hollywood? And they have to let me know. If I don't know specifically how they're going to know, I won't be able to adjust my work with them so that they get exactly what they want. I won't be able to drive them directly to the place that they call Hollywood. And if they say, well, I'll know I'm in Hollywood, I'm in the corner of Sunset and Vine, I can take them right to the corner and say, this is what you said you wanted, take a look and tell me if it's so. And they look and see the signs Hollywood and Vine, and they say, yeah, I'm now in Hollywood. What I regard as Hollywood is there, I see it. And as a consequence of that evidence, I'm able to be very, very precise. So I think about it myself as a taxi driver. This is a metaphor that is not an NLP metaphor. This is the taxi driver metaphor as a destination method metaphor. And we've been using it now for many years as I teach my work around the world. And people can see it on my website in case they want to go there. And it's at www.telocenter.com. They can check out all the things that we do, which includes neurolinguistic programming when we work at the mental level. It includes that. We are in favor of neurolinguistic programming because, in my opinion, NLP has the finest cognitive tools ever created. And I'm just thrilled that I know about the NLP and its tools. Beyond the NLP methods, there's also spiritual levels, which we work with the from a different perspective altogether. It goes past the mind, and it's the creative order. We do what's called the activation of the creative order. We deal with the creative order, and so it's a bit farther or more inclusive than NLP. But we are absolutely committed to the tools of NLP. We're happy about them, and we support and encourage them. And we want new coaches who are trying to work out profession, to learn NLP tools. This is a really wise thing to do, along with a lot of other tools. For example, typically in NLP, the trainings that are given, the person can become a practitioner of NLP, but those practitioner trainings and master practitioner trainings do not in any way add listening skills. Well, listening skills are crucial. So if somebody wants to be a fine coach, business coach, personal coach, whatever, they need more than NLP. They need NLP, but they also need to know how to listen at a professional level. And so so what I'm suggesting is that people understand what the limitations are for NLP, because NLP is limited, just like anything else. It does certain things brilliantly, but it does not teach listening skills. We do at the Telos Healing Center. We add a 5-day training on the power of dynamic listening and metaphors for children and adults and so on. And as a consequence of that, our work has taken off. Everybody who comes through our work and becomes a certified destination coach is just brilliant at helping people resolve their suffering. And in fact, that's our vision. Our vision and mission is clear. The mission that we have is to heal and be healed. Our vision is to see a world populated with effective and compassionate healers. And that's what we do. Consequently, because we want that, we involve physical change. We know how to work with people at the physical level, at the mental level with NLP, which we're very proud of and happy about, and at the spiritual level with the creative order, which is beyond the physical, the sexual, the emotional, the mental, and the NLP levels. It's completely separate and different. But we cover all the bases. We do that through the telocenter.com in case people are interested in examining that.
That's right. And Robert, you know, I really think that, you know, I would highly recommend the destination method training or you know, some people call it the healing the wounded heart training, particularly for therapists and for healers, because it is definitely, my experience has been that it's definitely geared towards that. And I want to mention something about this. This is something that I really got from working with you, is that when you, and this is why this is important, not just for the clients to experience it, but for coaches to experience it first, when you process, like the visual swish process. Now, I remember back to when I first took NLP training with NLP California, which is owned by Tom Dodds, who now owns NLP Comprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
You taught that, but when we first learned the visual switch, here's what really hit me. When you have that experience of, when you think of something, a client comes in and goes, gosh, when I think about this, I have this awful thing, and I just can't, it, like the two seem inseparable. And then what happens is you walk them through something like a visual switch where they think about that same person, that same experience, that same memory, and now they have a totally different physical reaction to it.
Yeah.
That does something at a very deep level. That creates the belief, instantly installs the belief that just because you feel a certain way about it does not mean it's true, and that you can change the way you feel about something instantly.
Yes, definitely. We can change
that,
the way we
feel. That is mind-blowing. That's a mind-blowing learning, and I love to see when my clients get that, or I then have them think about the experience and try to get back the old feeling, and it's literally inaccessible.
Exactly. Exactly. So what we've done is we've changed the way the person thinks and consequently changed their emotional life, and that's done very quickly. So I'm very happy about this kind of these kinds of tools. The visual switch is dramatic, and it can work with things. People might want to know what kinds of issues it addresses, but the visual switch can address, as I said before, any see-feel issue. If it's simply a person sees an image in their mind's eye and they get an emotion that they don't want, the visual switch will work with it if it's simply at that level. And they can work with, for example, unwarranted jealousy. Jealousy that's not supported by any external reality. The person just feels jealous when they see something in their mind's eye, but they know perfectly well that there's no fundamental reason for them to feel jealous. It's that they're thinking about it a certain way. So it resolves unnecessary jealousy. It resolves suffering that has to do with shocking images. It can also deal with certain compulsions, like pulling of one's hair, nail biting, things like that. The visual switch deals with anxiety, performance anxiety, with certain kinds of anxieties about flying, not phobias of flying, but anxieties of flying. Flying in airplanes and things like that. The visual switch is such a powerful, broad-based tool. It has a huge range that it can address because so many of our issues, of human beings' issues, are based on what they see in their mind's eye. Not all things are, of course. There's lots more than that, but so many. And what we do is we find out what's seen in the mind's eye, we do the visual switch, and the person is transformed. And they have immediately, as you just said, they immediately go notice in themselves, oh, I feel better. And shockingly, when you say to them, well, try to make yourself feel real bad, they can't, because it has permanently resolved the issue. So I'm very excited about these. There are many, many tools. There are literally thousands of tools, but the visual switch is one of them, and we can acquire that information easily. In fact, I'm teaching courses on that coming up pretty soon.
Good. So and we could get into. I mean, I really talk about perceptual positions, 6-step reframe, but we don't have time for that right now. And what I'd like to do, Rob, just a little bit of time that we have left, and then at the end of the call, I'm going to give everyone your information so they can contact you directly, find out what programs you're offering.
Sure.
But I'd like to just shift gears a little bit and spend the last few minutes here and ask you, tell the listeners a little bit about how a person can use NLP to handle the business side of improving their practice.
Well, do you mean like working with their own issues around business, or?
Well, in terms of actually, let's say, for example, public speaking, getting up in front of a crowd, developing sales and negotiation skills, really improving their business. And for most of our listeners, their number one problems is getting people in the door.
Well, certainly one of the major problems that people have when starting their own business is making cold calls, and that is stepping out into the public and saying, and addressing people who know nothing, they know nothing about what it is you do, and informing them about what it is that you do so that you can get people to at least pay attention long enough to realize that what you're doing is wonderful. And cold calls are commonly difficult for many people, whether it's on the telephone or it's in person or just people getting around networking at a party. So that's also similar to what you mentioned before, public speaking. So when a person has a difficulty, an anxiety, a worry about, I don't feel so comfortable talking to people, the visual switch is a wonderful tool to take care of exactly that. I've worked with many, many people who've had a difficult time standing in front of an audience, for example. And I've said to them, so you want to be able to stand in front of an audience, what happened last time? And they tell me that what they see in their mind's eye frightens them. So when they stand up there to give a talk, they keep seeing the same criticism from the audience. They see certain looks on the faces of the people, or maybe the people's faces look extra large, or maybe they look like their eyes are really big and bright colors and so on. And we just do a visual swish, and the person is able to walk out there and talk in public. They're very rapidly resolve their anxiety about standing in front of people. If the anxiety is simply connected to what they see in their mind's eye, we're able to change that in one session. So we can do that with public speaking, so resolve their anxiety about that. Excuse me. We can also do work with people who literally have to make phone calls, where they get on the phone and they're going to sell something, and they feel anxious. They feel a lot of worry. Well, it could very well be that what they're seeing in their mind's eye of what's happening on the other end of the phone is causing that. If there's an image that causes that, visual switch will take care of it in one session. If it's not, if it's something that they're hearing in their mind's ear, something that they're saying to themselves, well, then the auditory switch will work for that. And the auditory switch is just fabulous. It's hardly ever taught now in NLP. Of course, I teach it all the time in the destination method, but in NLP, the auditory swish is, I've gone around the world, I've taught everywhere, and I've taught around the world, and the auditory swish is not as prized, I think, in NLP as the visual swish, which is too bad, because it's brilliant, and so many people have an internal voice that's critical and carping, and maybe they have a whole committee in there.
I'm laughing when you say so many people, because I have yet to meet a client who doesn't have that.
Exactly. Exactly.
I've yet to meet anyone who doesn't have an internal voice. And I think, again, installing the belief that you can shift that rapidly and effectively is unbelievable. And, you know,
yeah.
Of course, one of the things with destination method, and I remember these questions that you asked me, I remember being in the training, and we were talking about grief.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, Robert, is it possible to resolve grief in one session?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, absolutely. I just wondered how do it. We can do it. We've done it several times. He says, but here's the other question. This is a question I think you're training to answer that is very different. It's outside of the scope of NLP, but I just want to mention, particularly for the therapists out there, is when do you do it?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to answer that question right now. I'm going to let the listeners wonder on that. Maybe they can call you if they're curious. But that was the real question, is when do you do it? A person comes into your office, they are suffering from the grief of a loss of a loved one. And I've been in a situation in the past. The question is, when do you resolve it?
Exactly.
And I want to leave that as a little bit a cliffhanger.
Good.
For our listeners. Now, one thing I want to finish up here before we wrap up is, Robert, I remember a long time ago, I was going in and doing workshops I was doing, an NLP workshop for corporations, was how to resolve allergies in 1 hour.
Yeah.
And I remember calling you up and saying, Robert, I just can't figure out. People aren't booking. They're not signing up like I want them to.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me, you said, well, Robert, are you sure what you can do? And I go, what do you mean? You go, well, are you actually resolving it? You can resolve an allergy in less than an hour in an hour talk. Are you actually resolving an allergy up there in front of people?
Mm-hmm.
And I was embarrassed to say that I wasn't. Part of that was because I was nervous about whether or not I could do it. Well, wouldn't you know, your instructions to me were, Robert, get out and do it.
Right.
And if you have a problem doing it, give me a call, but get out there and start doing it. You've been trained how to do it. You know how to do it. Go do it.
Right.
And as soon as I started showing them what I can do, not telling them, but
right,
showing them, demonstrating
right,
my ability, which I know you do it and solve it now.
Yeah.
Your free one-day workshop where you actually will do client work in front of an entire group of people.
Yeah.
That is very powerful.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, I know I've probably said this on other shows, but Henry David Thoreau has one of my favorite quotes, which is, I cannot hear what you say because who you are speaks so loudly.
That's right.
And I believe in business, when we show people what we can do, it is 1,000 times more powerful than telling them about our services.
No, this is exactly right. Exactly right. Telling them about the services is just one more pitch that people are hearing. They say, oh, yeah, I've heard that before. What really matters is demonstration. You know, and this, on this phone call, what we're doing now in this interview, it isn't possible for me to demonstrate. I mean, if somebody called in and they wanted me to demonstrate, I'd do that, but it's not possible. But what really matters is that a person stops talking and actually changes somebody. For example, as you mentioned, the allergy process, one of the most wonderful things to do is to resolve somebody's allergy because it's a physical issue. It's even called a physical disease, and then it's solved, and it's solved in one session. This is astounding to most people's minds. They say, well, I might be able to believe a lot of other things, but not that. Well, when you were standing up there and then doing it, that we demonstrate it, then people have to be confronted with the reality that the allergy was there and now it's gone. And this is,
and then what we would do is we would have them go test it, and we would send a testimonial from one of their coworkers to all the people in the workshop. And when we did that, we got tremendous results. So, Robert, tell everyone real quickly, how can they get a hold of you, guys? You know, it's like the difference between seeing someone or seeing a movie about riding a bike and getting on the bike. How can they get a hold of you and come get the experience? Maybe tell them about the Solve It Now workshop.
Sure. Well, and they can do it actually for free. I have a free 3-hour introduction to my work called these seminars, the free ones are called Solve It Now. And the reason I call it Solve It Now is because people come there and I don't just give a brief lecture. I give several demonstrations. People come in to this 3-hour workshop. I talk a little bit about what it is I do with the Destination Method, the Telos Healing Center, and then I demonstrate with anybody in the audience who really wants to change something, and I mean anything. It could be shock, trauma, grief, internal conflict. It could be any issue at all. Addictions, compulsions, whatever it might be. I work with people right there in front of everybody and demonstrate what's possible because we make changes. They can call me at 714-577-5717. That's 714-577-5717. Or they can email me at my directly. I always get my emails at robert@teloscenter.com. Telos is T-E-L-O-S. Center.com. Telos means the goal of the goal of the goal, the ultimate goal. So Robert@teloscenter.com or call me up.
Robert, I want to thank you for being on the show today. I have to tell everyone, I flew my sister out from the East Coast to California to specifically work with Robert McDonald because he is that good, folks, at NLP and at the healing work that he does. I cannot recommend him enough. For transcripts of this show and for all shows, go to personallifemedia.com. Remember, people, we want to hear your feedback on these shows about what you think about the shows currently, what you would like to see on future shows. So do that through the blog on personallifemedia.com under Coaching by the Life Coach. Also, if you wish to be on the show and get live coaching for your business and transformational practice with me, Robert Harrison, let us know and we'll make that possible. And until next time, remember, whenever you think about doing what you need to do for your business, just hear this in your head.
That was easy.
All right. Robert, thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Robert. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Find more great shows like this on Personal Life Media.